The Queen Margaret School Equestrian Team has jumped into the American Interscholastic Equestrian Association show circuit this year, with a Chimanis girl contributing to the phenomenal success. After only three shows, Hallie Pluster of Chimanis is among five QMS riders who qualified for individual competition at the IEA Regionals in Tenino, Washington. Pluster and Poppy Garrod Cole made the grade at the varsity level, grades 9 to 12, while Juliana Wynn Smith, Emily Aframson and Adele Bartfay qualified at the futures level, grades 4 to 8. The IEA Hunt Seat riding format allows riders of all levels to compete throughout the United States, with the students from QMS competing as the only Canadian team this year. IEA focuses on fun, sportsmanship and equitation while judges assess a rider's position and their ability to clearly communicate with the horse for their overall performance. The most challenging part of the IEA format is each athlete rides an unknown mount, as horses are assigned through a draw-based format. The host facilities are responsible for providing horses to competitors, creating an unknown variable that challenges our athletes to focus on their form, horsemanship and reliance on their equitation skills, noted Angie Dobby, director of equestrian at QMS. While the format provides unknowns, the supportive team environment ensures riders remain positive, flexible and open to adjusting their riding style based on the horse they ride. It has been hugely popular with our athletes and I'm extremely proud of everything they've achieved so far. After a beta testing year in 2022-2023, where school riders learned the rules at workshops and practice shows run in IEA format, it became clear there was an appetite for IEA. Our original plan was to attend a single two-day show this season so our riders could measure their skills against this unfamiliar format, explained coach Indiana Wynn Smith. Our first show in Blaine, Washington was so successful and popular with our students that our team doubled in size within a week and more competitions were added to the calendar. The excitement was contagious. The kids loved the team camaraderie aspect of the shows and working with horses they have never ridden before. The IEA format also provides competition opportunities to riders who may not have the financial means to compete at established hunter, jumper shows in Canada or the US, she added. So, these talented athletes not only get to improve their riding skills, they can travel and meet horses and riders from across the US for a fraction of the cost. These shows are really fun and positive. In addition to the individual accomplishments, the QMS varsity team's strong results, including first-place finishes at two separate shows, earned it a slot at the Zone 9 Finals in Sherwood, Oregon March 10-11. The achievement is a Canadian first. The varsity team will include Maggie Butner-Danilieu, Hannah Blair-Smith, Poppy Garrod-Cole, Hallie Pluster, Rowan Picard and Hannah Shaw. A first-place win in any of the individual classes or combined team placing at the Zone 9 Finals would secure QMS riders a berth at the IEA Nationals in Tryon, North Carolina later this spring. This whole initiative ticks all the boxes in terms of what we aspire for our young athletes to experience, outlined David Robertson, head of school. And the results are outstanding. Queen Margaret's School will be hosting a burger and beer fundraiser for the IEA team at Bridgman's Bistro in Mill Bay on Wednesday, March 6 at 5:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome and tickets can be purchased online.